ready for some football, baby.
High school football coverage on KMZA, your sports authority. On the radio, online at mscsports.net, or download the radio app. Let's go to the press box and get to the high school game of the week right here on 92.1 KMZA.
Good evening, everyone. Week 6 of high school football in the state of Kansas. Jared Sluppy with you. The Lynn Bulldogs are 1-4 on the regular season, 0-3 in TVL play, and 0-2 in district play. They're on the road at Donovan West. Take on the Mustangs, who are also the same exact records of 1-4, 0-3, and 0-2. A little bit about the visitors. They are currently on a three-game losing skid. They have been outscored 153-6 during that span. As for their loss last week to Donovan West, that game was a mercy rule at halftime, 51-6 loss there. They trailed just 12-6 after the first quarter, but they are outscored 39-0 in the second quarter. Gavin Turk, the quarterback for the Bulldogs, he was 4-for-11 with 32 yards, no touchdowns, no picks. But on the ground, he was solid, had 18 carries for 77 yards and a rushing touchdown. Wasn't quite able to rush as much because of the game script, playing from behind for most of the contest. The Oldie brothers, they're good with the ball in their hands. Dylan Oldie had 10 carries for 19 yards, 3 for 17, but he has been very solid this season despite last week not having the best game. And last week they were actually outgained as a team 321-128 in their 51-6 loss against Frankfurt for just 3.2 yards per play. A game to forget, certainly, for the Bulldogs to try to bounce back this week. And, their freshman quarterback for Frankfurt, he just went off. He had a career day. He went 13 for 14 with 250 passing yards, three passing touchdowns, and a rushing touchdown as well. This Lynn team is coached by Trevor Coleman, 3-11 so far in his so far young career, coaching this Lynn Bulldogs team. And in terms of these two teams meeting against each other, they've met twice in a recent memory in 2018 and 2019. Donovan West won both of those matchups, with the 2018 game being a 52-14 victory for the Mustangs and the 2019 game being a forfeit after the first half was played, and they had a hefty lead as well coming into the break. So some big injuries for both of these teams. For the Bulldogs, it is going to be Creighton Klima, who is out for this game due to injury. On the season, he's been really good in terms of whenever he gets the ball in his hands, 37 carries for 240 yards, 6 rushing touchdowns, and also over the air, 8 receptions, which leads the team, and 102 receiving yards, which also leads the team, and 1 receiving touchdown. On the defensive side, he's on the defensive line normally, and he is a force. He has 19 tackles on the season, 8 tackles for loss, which leads the team by far. He also has a sack, a forced fumble, and a safety. Talking about the offensive playmakers they have today, it'll be Gavin Turk, who is 25 of 53 so far on the season. He has 248 passing yards with 3 touchdowns and 5 interceptions. And on the ground, having a nice season, as mentioned earlier, 84 carries, 353 yards, and 5 rushing touchdowns. Mentioned Dylan Oldie, 25 carries, 64 yards, and a touchdown. Over the air, 5 receptions, 17 yards, and a receiving touchdown. He also, on the defensive side, leads the team in tackles with 22. He also has a forced fumble and an interception. Zeke Raucho, 9 receptions, leads the team, 90 receiving yards, and a touchdown. He is a solid go-to receiver, and he'll also carry the ball as well. He has 20 carries, 79 yards, and 2 rushing touchdowns. Probably see him quite a bit. And out of the backfield, he also has 2 fumbles lost. Keep an eye out on that as well. And Connor Oldie on the defensive side, the freshman, 13 tackles, how about 1.5 tackles for loss, has half a sack, 3 fumble recoveries, and an interception. So using some of that youth of the Oldies. So far on the season, Lynn is averaging 23.6 points per game and 197.8 yards per game with just 50 yards over the air of those 197. And they're averaging 4.4 yards per carry and 10 point yards per reception. As for this Lynn defense, they're allowing 44.2 points per game. They have 13 tackles for loss, so they can make plays. They force 4 fumbles and mention that they have two interceptions and 1.5 sacks and a safety. So this is a defense that can make plays when they need to. We'll learn about the home team coming up here after the break. You're listening to our Game of the Week between Donovan West and Lynn. It's brought to you by Peru State College here on 92.1 KMZA.
As your community bank, we offer a different approach to financial service. When you become a customer, you become a friend. Like any good friend, we're dedicated to giving you the financial answers and solutions that you and your family deserve. We'll do our best to help you achieve your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender. First Heritage Bank. In Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays and low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
KMZA.
Go ahead and step aside. Once again, we're going to take a few minutes because we do have our national anthem coming up, so be sure to stay with us as we have Lynn and Donovan West coming up here in just a few minutes here on your Game of the Week, brought to you by Peru State College, Peru.edu, Nebraska's first college, transformative education designed for you. You're on 92.1 KMZA.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Don't let worrying about the weather bother your peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca today. Beth Dieters can provide you with protection for the hay and grazing part of your operation. Pasture, rangeland, and forage sales closing date is December 1st. Call Midwest Crop Insurance at 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance is an equal opportunity provider. Call them today for peace of mind on your piece of earth. 785-334-2767.
If you need placement for a member of your family in an adult care setting, consider Oakley Place Adult Care Home in Seneca. This new facility was designed and built from the experience of operating care facilities since 1995. It provides uncompromising care as an alternative to the larger institution-like facilities. A home-like setting and a high staff-to-resident ratio has shown to be a far better living environment that's less confusing, especially for those suffering from dementia. Set up a tour at Oakley Place in Seneca today by calling 785-748-1822.
People, products, knowledge. We have it all for you at Helena Agri Enterprises. Our team has resources to provide our producers with the top brands and services. Specialized nutrients, seed and seed treatments, financial services, and precision ag services and software. We also offer our own line of products, adjuvants, bioscience products, branded fertilizers, nutritionals, and many more. Customer service and success is our goal. Let our local staff show you what we can do for you at Helen Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Back here at Donovan West, and we are about to get this one underway. Both teams have the exact same league, district, and overall record of 1-4, 0-3, and 0-2. So a big game between these two teams trying to stay above the bottom. Taking a look at the TVL standings, Axtell alone at the top. Clifton, Clyde, and Washington County are 3-1 and 4-1 overall. Axtell, failed to mention, they are 3-0 in league play, 5-0 overall. Tied for fourth is Frankfort and Hanover. They're both 2-1 and 2-3. And tied for sixth, Blue Valley, Randolph, the Rams, and Donovan West and Lynn, all 0-3 and 1-4. That's for eight-man D2 District 3. Axtell, Frankfort, Hanover, all 2-0 with 42 points. And as for Blue Valley, Randolph, Donovan West, and Lynn, they are 0-2 at minus 42. So very polarizing in the standings through the first two games. So we'll see if we'll get a little bit of change here with tonight's matchup. And, of course, Clifton, Clyde, and Washington County are District 5 in 8-man D1, so they are not in the same district. Clifton, Clyde, one of the top teams in rather 8-man D1. They are actually not ranked this week because they have not been able to get back in the rankings after losing to Axtell a few weeks ago. We had that game here on KMZA. It was a lot of fun as the offense of Axtell. So much fun to watch in person. So we'll see if we can get some offense in this game. It will be Lynn kicking away to Donovan West first. So here we go. Kern will kick it away for Lynn, and it's a little squib kick that's returned at the 27-yard line. It's dove on by Hayden Hoffman. Let's go and take a look at the starters for Lynn. Aiden Etheton, Hayden Hoffman, Cody Goff on the offensive line. Dan Crowley at tight end, Cooper Eberle at wide receiver, Kelby Wintermeyer at running back, Braden Simmons at quarterback. And I was told by head coach Nick Fumler that Dustin Veach was going to be starting, but I have been told that he is not going to be starting for today's contest due to an injury. So instead, here's a first down run to the right side, and only gained about two on the first down. The other player that is getting the start is Mason Eichhardt. So we are underway. Big matchup between these two teams, trying to fight to possibly see a playoff spot. So that was a gain of two. So second and eight from the 29-yard line. Dropping back is Simmons. He's under pressure. He's hit, and he's going to be taken down for a sack by Matt Kern. All the way back to the 22-yard line. So a loss of seven for Simmons. It'll be third and 15. Fantastic play by the sophomore. Let's take a look at the Lynn Bulldogs starting defense. Zeke Raucho and Jose Lara are in the secondary. Anthony Ayala, Dylan Oldie, Gavin Turk, the linebackers, Matt Kern, Will Olson, Connor Oldie, on the defensive front. Going to his right is Simmons looking to throw. Dumps it off. That ball is intercepted by Anthony Ayala at the 27-yard line. Fantastic defensive effort by the junior. First pass attempt of the game for Simmons. And great field position for this Lynn Bulldogs offense. First play of the game for Lynn's offense. Handoff left side, nothing doing there for starting running back Connor Oldie. Listed, though, as a wide receiver. Let's take a look at the starters for Lynn's offense. Gavin Turk, the quarterback. Dylan Oldie, listed as the halfback. Connor Oldie listed as a wide receiver. Jose Lara at tight end. Anthony Ayala also at wide receiver on the offensive line. Will Olson, Jackson Welsh, and Matt Kern. So that carry went nowhere for Connor Oldie. Actually went maybe backwards about half a yard. They'll say it's second and 10, though. From the 27 of the Mustangs. Throw is caught. Swinging out wide, a little bubble pass. The flag is down. He's got the first down inside the 15. Down to the 12 is Zeke Raucho. But a flag down. We'll see if this one possibly is going to be coming back. And it will be a holding against Lynn. A spot of fall foul. So both teams are going with second and long. Actually, it was third and long, my mistake, on that last possession, but they'll back him up 5 yards. Hand off to Dylan Oldie to the right side. The freshman just managing to get the line of scrimmage. Now a late flag comes out after the play ends. It might have been a gain of one for Oldie. And if you're wondering, yes, Dylan and Connor are related to the K-State great Nicole Oldie. Name up in the rafters at Bramlage Coliseum. Played, I believe, 5 years in the WNBA. Still waiting on the flag on the play. Officials talking it over. And it's an unsportsmanlike conduct foul. That's going to be 15-yard penalties and a first down. And the Bulldogs field position is going to get even better here. So it goes all the way up to the 17-yard line. 9:32 left to go in the first quarter. We are scoreless. The score update brought to you by Holt House Auto House in Fairview. So Turk has a man in motion. He'll run it himself, goes to the left, hurls a man, but doesn't get over him. Tackle made in the backfield for a loss by McCoy Eady, the freshman. Taking a look at that Donovan West defense now in the backfield, the secondary, Braden Simmons, Cooper Eberle, and it was Mason Eichart. Just for the linebackers, Van Crowley, Kelby Winmeyer, McCoy Eady, and Aiden Etheton and Cody Goff on that defensive line. So no gain, make it second and ten. Another hand off to left side this time. That was Dylan Oldie. Gain of five. Let's make it third and five. Don't say four. So third and six from the 16-yard line. Likely four down territory here. Opening drive for this Lynn offense. Turk in the gun. Two men in the backfield. Hands it off to Dylan Oldie up the middle. And not going to get much. Maybe a couple. And it'll be fourth down. Got to about the 12-yard line. So a gain of four. Oh, correction. It'll be fourth and four. Gain of two. So they have a slow start offensively for Lynn. No pass attempts yet for Turk. Could we possibly see a change of that right here? Raucho, Oldie, both Oldies, Ayala, both showing that they can catch it. Under center, Turk rolls to his right, under pressure, fires over the middle. That is going to be incomplete. Trying to go for the end zone. It's broken up. And that'll be a turnover on downs. So Donovan West avoids giving up any points despite the mistake of the interception. So they get Donovan West gets the ball back from their own 12-yard line. 7:18 left to go in the first quarter. We are still scoreless. Donovan West moving left to right across your radio dial. Simmons takes a snap, handoff, left side, got room to run. There he goes. Big run by Kelby Winmeyer. He's at midfield, down the sideline, trying to beat one more man. Cannot, Taken down inside the 20, down to the 17-yard line.
52-yard run by
number 32. That one goes for 52 yards. And that's the way to get the offense going. So all the way down to the 17. They're going to line up the same formation. Another handoff. Whitmire bouncing to the same side, but that time met for a gain of one. He's met by Gavin Turk. It's a tackle. Be a gain of maybe a couple. Gets to the 16-yard line, so close to just 1 yard on that play. Pretty much the same play. I got them the 52-yard run. Second down and nine. Split out wide to the near side. Albers, they'll throw this way. Eberle with the catch. Gain of just one. Gets the 15. First completion of the game for either team. So third down and seven. They'll say it was a 2 yard play. And just like the previous possession for Lynn, getting close to scoring, but a long third down situation. Quarterback run, left side, Simmons cuts it up to the middle. Stiff arms a man, trying to drive his legs forward, taken down at the 10-yard line. So a gain of four, and it'll be fourth down and two. And we have an injured player for Lynn, that is Jose Lara, mentioned already quite a few injuries for both teams. Creighton Klima, one of their best players, is not playing tonight for Lynn. Lara, the 155-pound senior, plays tight end and cornerback for this Lynn squad. He gets to his feet and he'll limp off. Thankfully, looks like he's okay. We'll keep an eye on and see if he comes back into the game. Getting caught up. We are scoreless. 5:14 left to go. First possession of the game for Donovan West was an interception by Anthony Ayala. Unfortunately for Lynn, they were unable to convert that into any points. They were stopped in the red zone on fourth down. And Donovan West able to break a 52-yard run from Kelly Windmeyer all the way to get them in the red zone, which is where they are now. It's fourth and about three from the 10-yard line. Trying to get to first and goal if they convert right here. It's been a rough year for both these two teams, looking for their first win in league and district play and their second win of the season. Both squads the exact same record in all three. Direct snap, Windmeyer's going to hand it off to the right side. Good misdirection, bounce to the outside, and into the end zone is Cooper Eberle. A rushing touchdown for Cooper Eberle, his first carry of the season. And it's a touchdown from 10 yards out. Fantastic play call by head coach Trevor Kuhlman. Nick Fumler. I got my coaches mixed up there. And Donovan West strikes first. We'll go for two. And to keeper, Windmeyer, direct snap, left side, and he is stopped. So it will stay 6-0. 4:46 left to go in the first quarter. It's Donovan West 6, Lynn 0. You're listening to the game of the week here on KMZA.
Milwaukee Tools have a great promotion going on now at Suter Building Supply in Seneca. Get $100 off retail on select kits when you purchase a qualifying M18 fuel kit and qualifying accessory or hand tool. Choose from drilling and driving tools, combo tool kits, impact wrenches, rivet tools, and faceting tools. Add to or start out your Milwaukee Tool collection with this special $100 off retail promotion at Suter's Building Supply in Seneca. Hurry, offer ends October 30th.
Are you ready to take control of your debit card in just a few taps? A convenient, secure, and easy way to manage your debit cards has arrived in our mobile banking app. Just click on My Cards in your United Bank & Trust mobile app or visit www.ubankonline.com for more information.
Check out the United Bank & Trust mobile banking app. Take control of your debit card. More info at www.ubankonline.com.
MZA.
Ten-yard rushing touchdown by Cooper Eberle gets Donovan West on the scoreboard, and kickoff is in the end zone for a touchback. 4:46 left to go in the first quarter. 63-yard drive, 6-0 as the PAT was no good. Your drive summary brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt. Online at highlandcc.edu. By the way, I want to clarify, made a mistake about the oldies here. They're not related to the Nicole Oldie of Clay Center. It's actually a different Nicole Oldie from Lynn, so that was my mistake on that. I misunderstood what I was told, so I just want to clarify that and get that out there. All right, so they'll start with the ball on the 15-yard line. The Bulldogs trying to mash the touchdown. And a handoff left side, nothing doing that time. And it'll be second down and long after the carry from Gavin Turk. And it'll be a loss of two, in fact. And so far, this offense has not been able to do a whole lot yet. 5 yards on their five plays. Clock is counting. 4:15 to go in this first quarter. Lynn on their second drive of the ball game after getting an interception, putting them in good field. See, we can get territory, but unable to convert. Dump off pass to the 15, caught and taken down almost immediately. That was Ayala, who had the interception on the defensive side. Gavin Turk's first completion of the game. It goes back to the original line of scrimmage. Good job by Van Crowley on the tackle. So, as you just heard, 3rd and 10 from the 15. Big stop here, possibility for Donovan West to possibly get the ball back in good field territory. Turk in the gun, empty backfield, man in motion. That's Raucho, keeper, left side. Trying to stiff arm, gets the 20, hit at 25 on the mark him out of bounds at the 24-yard line.
Number four.
So he is just shy of the first down marker, gain of 9. Longest play of the game from the Bulldogs offense. Possibly see a QB sneak here. Turk will go under center, I formation. And a fumbled snap, but picked up. And Turk is going to pick up the first down. Right at the 25. And it is a first down. Fantastic job by the junior to pick up the ball and have the awareness and vision to see where he needed to go to get that first. So the drive continues at their own 25. Less than 3 minutes now to go in this first quarter. 6-0. Donovan West leads Lynn. Your scoring update brought to you by Hull House, Auto House in Fairview. Trips to the near side. Empty backfield. Raucho in motion. Take it to him. Keeper. Turk. Stiff arms a guy. Drives his legs forward across the 30. And taken down there. That was a nasty stiff arm by the junior quarterback for Lynn. Again, a 5. Make it second down at 5.
Gain of getting five on the play, but that's the second five for Lincoln.
Mentioned Raucho's numbers, 9 receptions on the year, which leads the team, 90 yards and a touchdown. Also has 20 carries, 79 yards, and 2 rushing touchdowns. Same formation, trips to the near side. Empty backfield. Same thing, Raucho in motion. He'll hand it off to him this time, but taken down in the backfield all the way back to the 21-yard line by Aiden Etheton, the senior. With the tackle for loss, he'll say for progress, marks him down at the 23. So third down and 12, a loss of 7. What a big play by the 6'1", 170-pound senior. See if they go to the air here on this third and long. Two receivers to the near side. In the gun, Turk, and keeper, or was it a handoff? It was held in between both him and, that was Dylan Oldie. And Oldie was the one who got the carry, got back to the original line of scrimmage to get a gain of 2. And they're going to go ahead and punt this away, it appears.
Hunter Oldie
will be booting it away. W. Winmeyer back to return. And this one is returned at the 23-yard line. Nice job in coverage by Raucho to make the tackle. So decent field position coming up for Donovan West, their third drive of the game. Their last drive resulted in a 10-yard rushing touchdown by Cooper Eberle, thanks to a 52-yard rushing touchdown by Kelby Winmeyer to set them up in the red zone. It is Simmons and Winmeyer. Good out wide is Eberle to the near side from the near side hash. And off, Winmeyer, misdirection, gets to the 27-yard line, taken down for a gain of 3. It was Connor Oldie who made the tackle. Sophomore having a very solid year on the defensive line. Mentioned he has 3 fumble recoveries, an interception, and 1.5 tackles for loss on the year. He's also 5th on the team in tackles. And that is going to, we'll see, there's a flag out, but Fox says 000, and it will be 000, so the end of the first quarter with Donovan West leading at home, 6-0 homecoming. We'll take a break here on your game of the week on 92.1 KMZA.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunity.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays and low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
The overall mission of the rehab team is always what is best for the patient and how we can facilitate maximum potential from every resident that we work with.
All I have to do is think about what I was before and what I am now, and I don't ever want to go back to that original situation. Well, the most important thing to me is that I'm allowed to do whatever I want to do, you know.
Life Care Center of Seneca, helping our friends and neighbors get better faster. Call 785-336-3528.
Kansaland Radio.
All right, after one, it is Donovan West 6, Lynn 0. Donovan West with the ball from their own 27-yard line. Open the quarter. And a fumbled snap. Simmons trying to pick it up. He will. But he's thrown down by Connor Oldie. Gets another tackle for loss. And that will be a loss of 5. And I'll make it third down and 11. All the way back to the Donovan West 24-yard line. Lynn trying to get a stop, keep the score at 6-0, hoping to get the ball back, try to get the equalizer. Drop back to pass. Simmons fires through the hands of his intended target, and it is incomplete. Looking for Michael Albers, the 6'2", 155-pound freshman tight end. And it will be fourth down and 11. So it'll be a punt coming up from Donovan West, and a big-time stop for the Bulldogs. And gets it away. This is a good one. Towards the sideline, goes out of bounds at the 27. Good stop by this Lynn defense. They'll get the ball back. So recap, opening drive from Donovan West resulted in an interception. Anthony Ayala was able to take it back. They got the ball in the red zone, but unfortunately were unable to get any points out of it. They failed to convert on a fourth down and 4. Donovan West bounced right back, got a touchdown, 10-yard rushing touchdown by Cooper Eberle. And that's where we stand. Hand off up the middle, Dylan Oldie, the freshman, carry, not going really anywhere that time. It looked like he might have lost a yard, make it second down and maybe 11, 10 and a half. They'll say no gain. So second down and 10. Oldie with his fifth carry of the game. He's gone for 9 yards. And Lynn just needs a big run to get this offense going. Their longest run of the game was a Gavin Turk 9-yard run. Turk will be in the shotgun formation. A couple receivers to the far side. Man the backfield is Oldie once again. Looking to throw. Bubble pass to the far side. It's Raucho. Gets to the 30. And driving his legs, keeping going. It's the 35. And that'll make it third down and 3. So Gavin Turk now 2 for 2. Couple quick little passes so far. That was Raucho's first completion. Just his second touch of the game. He had a jet sweep that went wrong and went for a 7-yard loss. Aiden Etheton was all over it. Third down and a long 3. Now under 10 minutes to go in the second quarter. In the gun, Turk. Quarterback design run. And he has got the first down, gets to the 40, and taken down at the 39-yard line. Gain of 6. Well done by Turk. Now it's a quarterback run designed all the way, first and 10 from the 39-yard line of Donovan West. Second time they are in Donovan West territory. Still looking for that big breakaway play. Jose Lara in the game. He was injured earlier in the first quarter, but he's back in on this play. Another Turk run, and he plows over a couple guys. It's a nice carry. He gets all the way to the 29-yard line. Again, 8. Second down and 2. So slowly, Lynn moving their way down the field. They trail 6-0 on the road. Chilly October evening here in northeast Kansas. Turk in the gun. Takes a snap. Hands it off. Oldie, I don't think he got it. Well, depend on the spot. Very close. Could be about a half yard short, it looks like. It'll be third down. Yep, third down and short. needs to go about 2 feet. And Turk is going to take the snap, as it appears, from the gun on third and a couple feet. And it'll be a handoff. Oldie's got the first down, takes it all the way to the 25-yard line. So they get four.
Okay, by 45, Dylan Oldie, making a stop. Number 32, Cubby Windmeyer, number 55, Cody Dawson.
Putting together a very solid drive so far. Coach Coleman's group just slowly moving down the field. Haven't had any plays longer than 9 yards yet today. Love to change that right here. Oldie in the backfield. Turk, once again, in the gun. Couple receivers to the far side. Connor Oldie. And quarterback run and trying to cut the middle. Can't find any space, and he's taken down for a gain of just one.
Winner gave number four.
Hard to believe there's just a couple of weeks left in this regular season. Next week for Lynn, they are at Hanover, and they have really turned over a new leaf this second half of the season. Started the year 0-3, won a couple of big games to get back to 2-3. As for Donovan West, next week they are at Blue Valley Randolph, another winnable game for this Mustangs team. Finishing off with Axtell. As for Lynn, they have to host Levi Randolph in the final week of the regular season on the 21st. Head off to Raucho. Far side gets the 20, dives to get to the 19. Gain of 5. His second carry of the game.
For the
6:25 left to go in this second quarter. 6-0. Donovan West leads Lynn. Your scoring update brought to you by Holt House Auto House in Fairview. And it's kind of crazy how this district has kind of separated itself so early. Axtell, Frankfort, and Hanover all 2-0. Remaining teams all 0-2. Handoff right side, Oldie got a hole. He's going to be able to break through and into the secondary, into the end zone for a touchdown. Dylan Oldie from 20 yards out, and the freshman ties the game up at 6. Fantastic job by Gavin Turk. That was an option to the right side, option read. He was able to hand it off to him. Let his man do the work. 6:02 remaining here in the second quarter. Raucho in motion on this two-point conversion. Turk looking to throw. He'll step up in the pocket, and he'll try to run for it. Mows over a guy and in. And Lynn now leads for the first time today.
With 6:02 left to go in the first half.
We'll go and step aside. It's now Lynn 8, Donovan West 6. Fantastic drive by the Bulldogs, and the visitors are in front. We'll take a break here on your Game of the Week, brought to you by Peru State College here on 92.1 KMZA.
A Milwaukee Tool Sale jackpot is on now at Hiawatha Farm and Home and Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. With 3 Milwaukee sales going on at once, choose the bundle and save sale. Buy a qualifying accessory and qualifying kit to get $100 off. The second is a free battery with the purchase of selected tools. Batteries range from 2.0 to 12.0. See which tool or kit is right for you. And sale number 3, buy lowered prices on a chop saw, chainsaw, blower, or string trimmer kit. Your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca and Hiawatha Farm and Home.
We are having such a good hair day.
Selfie time!
Oh, that reminds me.
That's not a selfie.
I'm taking a picture of this check I just got. With my institution's mobile deposit app, the money goes straight into my free Kasafa checking account.
So, a check selfie? A selfie?
Oh, no, not a thing.
With state-of-the-art Kasafa checking, you get cash rewards and nationwide ATM withdrawal fee refunds every month you qualify.
Ask for Kasafa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
Kansaland Radio.
20-yard rushing touchdown by freshman Dylan Oldie puts Lynn in front. 8-6, our score. 6:02 left to go in the second. Our drive summary brought to you by Highland Community College. Kickoff bounces at the live ball. Dives to the 17, picked up at the 20, and diving across the 25. Trying to see the number here. And it looks like that was Kelby Windmeyer. and an injured Mustang. That is Aiden Effetton down on the field.
Official,
looks like he's grabbing his leg, so hopefully he's okay. We'll check on him and make sure that he's all right. His coaching staff goes over. Looks like we have a score in Garden Plain as the Owls are leading Centralia 10-6. Kind of an interesting game. Centralia having to travel 4 hours south to South Central Kansas for that one. The Owls are a historically very good team. Of course, Centralia is too, but asked Coach Roger Holthouse about why that game was scheduled. Just simply told me that there's nobody else that they could play that week when he was scheduling. Of course, the athletic director there as well. Had a good laugh about that question as well. Always a good time talking with Roger. So the Panthers, mentioned they're 5-0, the number 3 team in 1A. And they are find themselves behind in a non-league matchup, of course. So you lose that, you don't feel too bad about it, but of course would love to stay undefeated and run the table. And certainly that district is up for grabs. As the Panthers' defense has looked very good this season, averaging less than 10 points per game so far. Effetton is okay. He's limping off the sideline, so again, we'll keep an eye on him. He's needing some assistance. Effetton had that tackle for loss earlier on that jet sweep to the right side. Able to wrangle Raucho to the ground. Starting on both sides, offensive line and defensive line. So the Mustangs, fourth drive of the game. Interception, touchdown, punt so far for Donovan West with 6 minutes to go in the second quarter. First and 10 from their own 27-yard line. Here's a direct snap to Windmeyer. There he goes. He gets in the secondary. Tripped up in midfield. Taken down at the 39-yard line.
14-yard run by number 32, Kelby Windmeyer.
14-yard gain by Kelby Windmeyer. Second longest run of the game. Had a 52-yarder on the second drive of the game. He has 5 carries for 72 yards so far. So one play, and then all of a sudden they are in Lynn territory. Trying to respond as Lynn now leads the ball game 8-6. Low snap, fumble. Windmeyer picks it up. Hit by who else? Connor Oldie. Taken down for another tackle for loss back at the 37-yard line of the Mustangs. It'll be a loss of 4. A couple of missed snaps so far for Donovan West. Happened a handful of times. Hasn't resulted in any turnovers yet, though. So second and long, make it 14 with 5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Mustangs playing from behind for the first time today. And that is Cody Goff, the center, trying to get a good one off here in the gun. And it's not. It gets away from Simmons again, trying to wrangle him down. He can't. Oldie allows Simmons to get away, throws it downfield, and that's going to be caught at the 27-yard line. Unbelievable play by Cooper Eberle. Makes the catch at the 27. Gain of 25. A flag is down, though, at the line of scrimmage. And sometimes when a play starts to go one way and goes the other, it tends to be a hold. But it's actually going to be an illegal man downfield against the Mustangs. Wave that play off, unfortunately, for Donovan West. Backs him all the way up to the 31-yard line.
After 5 yard penalty.
As a 5 yard penalty. That really is unfortunate, because that was a fantastic play by Braden Simmons, getting away from Connor Oldie. Oldie tried to throw him to the ground while he was still upright. Oldie is starting to lose his balance a bit. Simmons able to regain his balance. Meyer hands it off. Eberle stuffed at the line of scrimmage for a loss. Loss of 1. And Dylan Oldie this time getting in on the fun. So it's now 3rd and 21. How about this Bulldogs defense stepping up here, making a few plays? Now they're in a good, they have a good opportunity to get a stop, get the ball back, possibly one more score before the end of the half, extend their lead. As Lynn leads on the road 8-6, and now a timeout will be called. Cody Goff, the senior, calling it.
Timeout,
down to 4. We'll go and take it as well. Timeout, Lynn 8, Donovan West 6. You're listening to your Game of the Week, brought to you by Peru State College here on 92.1 KMZA.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Beer Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
KMZA.
Lynn in front, 8-6 on the road, 3:29 left to go. Jared Sluppy with you from Donovan West. And it has been quite the game so far. Both teams getting on the board via touchdown for Donovan West. They scored first with 4:46 left to go in the first quarter on a 10-yard rushing touchdown by Cooper Eberle, the wide receiver, set up by a 52-yard run by the starting running back, Kelby Windmeyer. And as for Lynn, they were able to respond by a very methodical drive down the field, capped off by a 20-yard rushing touchdown by Dylan Oldie. Donovan West has a 3rd and 21 from their own 31. And Eberle is going to look to throw. He will throw it. And it's Van Crowley, the tight end. He hit at the 30, stays alive, gets to the 37-yard line. So a gain of 6.
The number 4, Van Crowley.
I'll actually say a gain of 7.
Gain of 7 on play, but it's
fourth. So 4th and 14 on that trick play. Braden Simmons, the quarterback, he is 1 for 3 today. 2 passing yards and an interception. And Donovan West on 4th and long, just shy of midfield. He's set up to go for it. Here we go. Eberle looking to throw again. And Hurley downfield. Got a man there. Windmeyer. He can't make the over-the-shoulder catch. It was just out of his grasp at the 8-yard line. It'll be a turnover on downs. That was a heck of a gutsy call from the Mustangs, but it, unfortunately for them, doesn't pay off. And all of a sudden, Lynn has the ball across midfield at the 38-yard line. 2:34 to go in the second quarter. And we'll see this decision by Nick Fumler costs them. It was a heck of a throw by Eberle. Just a little bit too strong. Meyer trying to make a basket, Willie Mays-esque catch, but ball wasn't quite in the breadbasket. Devin Turk, Dylan Oldie, and the Bulldogs offense back out on the field. Pick the handoff to Oldie, throw over the middle. He's got a man there, and it is caught in stride for the touchdown. Connor Oldie. From 38 yards out.
First completion to number 5, Connor Oldie.
And Lynn extends their lead. It is 14-6. What a connection. What a throw. Hitting him in stride on the run and a great catch over his shoulder. And it's 14-6, 2:27 to go in the half. So that decision does cost the Mustangs. As they score on the first play. And why not, after a big stop, momentum's in your favor, go for the big shot. Going for 2. Turk looks to throw. And try to find Oldie, can't find him. It's incomplete, and it will stay 14-6. And that is noteworthy, so it stays a one-score game. We'll step aside once again. It's Lynn 14 and Donovan West 6, 2:27 to go here in the first half here on KMZA.
The answer is yes, SBS. Have you been shopping for insurance or financial services lately? There are so many choices today, so many decisions to make. Luckily, there's SBS Insurance Agency to help make your decisions easier. As your local insurance provider, they've been coming up with custom solutions for over 40 years. Make the right decision. Call your local SBS Insurance Agency today. Nationwide is on your side.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
This fall is a great time to spruce up your yard, and Heinen True Value Farm Supply and Just Ask Rental in downtown Seneca can rent you the equipment to make that job easier. Rent garden tillers, pull and push style aerators, fertilizer spreaders, lawn vacuums for all those leaves to pick up, gas-powered hedge trimmers and brush cutters, even tractors and sprayers. Rent the equipment you need for your fall yard cleanup and make the job so much easier. From Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rental, behind every project is the true value.
92.1 FM KMZA.
Slip kick dies is Dovon at the 17, make the 18 yard line. So the Mustangs do have one more chance to try to possibly tie it or maybe get within two, depending on if they convert on a 2-point conversion. They trail 14-6. What a strike! A 38 yard touchdown to Connor Oldie. Gavin Turk put it right where he needed to, in stride. Oldie got past everyone, a couple safeties back, couldn't make the play. First and 10 from their own 17. Need to go 63 yards to get a score in before the halftime. And Everly hands it off. Winmeyer in motion, hit by Oldie, dragged down at the 23-yard line. Ball comes out, and Lynn has it. And they're going to get the ball right back.
There's a fumble on the play, recovered by number one, and it's CPL Rocho.
And the Bulldogs defense gets their second turnover of the game.
Without what, 16-yard line.
They'll get the ball at the 16-yard line. And a whistle, and timeout will be called by Donovan West. So we'll go and take it with him. And what a turn of events here. As Lynn all of a sudden has a chance to score again with 2:18 to go. We'll go and keep it right here. Take a look at the area games going on this evening. Lincoln at Washington County. How about Washington County? They're having a heck of a season. They are 4-1. Possibly the game of the week at the 8-man 1 level. El Saline at Clifton Clyde. Both are 4-1 on the season. Mentioned that Axel is hosting Hanover. Hanover, a completely new team after their 0-3 start. Blue Valley Randolph is at Frankfurt. And mentioned the game, of course, here going on tonight. Some other noteworthy games. Talked about Centralia at Garden Plain. Panthers trying to stay undefeated. Cooper Hike and the Nemaha Central Thunder looking phenomenal, as he has 21 touchdowns on the season. He's fifth in the entire state of all classifications in rushing yards at 919. Has more than likes of Notre Dame commit Dylan Edwards. Hand off right side. And taken down all the way to the 6-yard line on that first down play.
Dylan Oldie.
I'll say that he got 9 on that play. Down to about the 7 is where they marked him down at, with 1:48 and counting left. Clock continues to wind down. Empty backfield for Turk. 3 receivers to the near side from the middle of the field. Groucho goes in motion and will pick the handoff to him and keep it. Bounces to the outside, and he is going to walk into the end zone for a touchdown. And Lynn back on the board. What a turnaround. After the failed 4th down conversion, 2 touchdowns on 3 plays since then. A And Lynn now leads 20-6. They will go for two once again. Turk in the gun. Looking to throw once again. He's going to run to the far side, and he's got it. Big two-point pickup there. Makes it 22-6, but a bunch of flags come in. All of the officials threw their flags. That includes the official that was on the near side opposite of the play. It's a penalty against Lynn, but it will count because it was after the play. And so it will likely go on the ensuing kickoff, so that means that Jonathan West will likely have good field position, possibly for 1:33 left. Trying to score one more time before the half. Jonathan West said no answers for this Bulldogs offense the last two drives. Talking about just an incredible turnaround here. Mentioned it was 8-6. Jonathan West had the ball across midfield. Chance to respond after giving up their first touchdown of the day. Then on fourth down and 12, they went for it. Went for a shot by Cooper Eberle. And it was incomplete. As he overthrew Kelby Windmeyer. And then a 38-yard rushing touchdown by Connor Oldie. And a fumble by Kelby Windmeyer on the first play of the next drive. Then two plays later, Gavin Turk, 70-yard rushing touchdown. And all of a sudden, this is a 22-6 game. Quite the swing it was. Less than 6 minutes of playing time ago, it was 6-0. Now it is 22-6. They're going to kick this off from their own 15. And that's going to be caught by Crowley. The 35 gets across midfield to the other 35 and down to the 33. Good return. Crowley on the run when he grabbed it. So the Mustangs will try to respond. And Crowley, who was tackled on the play, he got up and now he's slowly going back down to the ground. Holding his helmet. Not quite sure. I think it might be, didn't look like it was a leg injury of some sort because I mentioned he popped immediately right back up, but then mentioned he went back down. So we'll go ahead and take a quick break. We'll come back in just a bit here on your Game of the Week. Our score, Lynn 22, Donovan West 6 on your Game of the Week, brought to you by Bruce State College, 92.1 KMZA.
Flu season will be here before you know it, and now is the time to get ready. Seneca Family Practice will be holding a drive-through flu clinic October 12th from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Saturday by appointment from 9 a.m. to noon. Please wear a short-sleeve shirt if possible. Call our immunization clinic at 785-336-0350 with any questions. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice, where people you know and care you trust.
Kansaland Radio.
So he was able to get off the sideline of his own power. Appears to be okay, and we'll keep an eye out and see if Crowley, again, is having a fantastic season, comes back into this one. So it's first and 10 from the Lynn 34-yard line. Simmons in the gun, and direct snap. Bounces to the outside, missing a tackle. It is McCoy Eady. Gets back up to the middle and close to getting a first down. Looks like he got it.
Ball carry by number 42, McCoy Eady.
First time we've seen him touch the ball today.
Tackle by number 2, Anthony Ayala. Getting a down by bring the second and 1 for the Mustangs.
And they're going to mark him down just short. They'll say the drive started closer to the 33s at the 24-yard line. 50 seconds and counting. left in this first half. Everly still in at quarterback. Simmons over on the sideline still. Low snap, it's fumbled, and picking it up with a knee on the ground was a Mustang. That was Cubby Windmeyer. So that'll be a loss of a couple. They'll say three. Makes it third down and three, maybe closer to four. With 18 seconds left, they got to get this thing going here. Unless they're just wanting to, I'm not quite sure what they're doing. They wasted a lot of time, and now they'll call a timeout. 11 seconds left. 22-6 is our score. Mustangs trying to respond after giving up two touchdowns in the span of three plays. Reminder that our halftime show is coming up here. It's brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires. Try to get some scores from around the area during that break. Also get you caught up on what's happened so far in this one. Talk drive summaries and stats and keys to the second half. Be sure to stick around. That's your halftime show brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires. Mentioned our score, Lynn 22, Jonathan West 6. Your scoring update is brought to you by Holt House Auto House in Fairview. Been time to update your vehicle. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? HoltHouseAutoHouse.com. Third down and a long three with 11 seconds left from the Lynn 27-yard line. Got to second and one, but then a loss of three on another mishandled snap. Cody Goff, the center, having a tough time getting it to his intended target today. Simmons still on the sideline here. And here is Everly looking to throw, throwing off his back foot, hurling it in the air. That's going to be tipped up and incomplete. It's broken up by Ayala, who had an interception earlier.
Everly passed him for number four, Van Crowley.
And it'll be fourth down and four. That was kind of just a prayer looking for the end zone. There was four Bulldogs around it. Balls harmlessly to the turf with 5 seconds left. So likely just one more play here. So I'm assuming that Simmons is dealing with some sort of injury here. Because he has not been in for quite some time now. He still has his helmet on, still has his pads on and everything. Here we go, fourth and four. Everly throwing in the air. Another kind of jump ball. It's knocked away once again, and that'll be the end of the half. That was intended for Van Crowley. He checked back into the game, and it looks like he's kind of dinged up once again, holding his right side. So Lynn, a couple of big plays towards the end of the second quarter, and they lead 22-6. You have your homecoming parade sort of festivity coming up here, running your homecoming king and queen, if you will. So this halftime will be a little bit longer than your normal one, so be sure to stay with us because we have our halftime show coming up next, brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires. So once again, our score, 22-6, Lynn leading on the road to Dauphin West here on your Game of the Week on 92.1 KMZA. It's been brought to you by Peru State College.
There's gold, and there's fool's gold. There's Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, and, well, there's only one Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, and it's 7 miles west of Holton. It's the place to save on tires. With Wilson's Direct 110% price match guarantee, they'll not only match the best price you find, they'll beat it by 10% or more. Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Get out of town and save.
There's only one Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Get out of town.
Wilson'sDirectTires.com.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa. Refrigerator and freezer. The internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together. Home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent. Which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca. Licensed in Kansas and Nebraska.
Mom!
I got the job. I got the job.
That's fantastic. Is it more money?
It's a lot more money.
Oh, you deserve it for working so hard at the community college.
I'm not done yet. I'm going to get my bachelor's degree.
Wow, where?
Peru State College. They offer degrees complete. They didn't hassle me about what course is transferred, and they offer in-state tuition to everyone.
Do you think I could go too?
Of course. Just visit Peru State College at peru.edu.
What do you look for in a good ag lender? Local decision-making? Quick responses on questions? Personalized business packages with a focus on your financial goals? Guidance with the latest technology? On-site visits with respect for your time and your schedule? If that sounds good to you, give us a call. We're here to help you grow. First Heritage Bank. In Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
KMZA.
Our score here from Donovan West, it's Lynn 22 and Donovan West 6. Quite the game it has been so far. Donovan West was able to lead for the first quarter and a half, but then Lynn kind of taking things over and flipping the script in the span of just three plays, and all of a sudden they are now leading 22-6. Couple of scores here around the area. We'll start off with a game that has more of a statewide significance at a higher level. Manhattan leading Junction City in that rivalry game, 24-0 at the break. 28-3, ACCHS leads MHMA with 5:20 left in the second quarter. Troy leads Jackson Heights 20-0 with 1:34 left in the second quarter. And also we have Holton leading Rossville 21-14 with 2:28 left in the second. Topeka Hayden leads Royal Valley 30-0 at the half. Elsewhere, let's see, what else do we have here? We have Nemaha Central. Of course, they have been so good this year. They continue their dominance over Minneapolis, 42-0, currently the Thunder lead. And then Axtell up 32-14 over Hanover, of course, that being a district game here. So we'll continue to keep an eye out on these sort of games that are going on in the area that are of significance statewide, region-wide, and even within the district and the league. As for this one, let's take a look at your stats from today's contest so far. First for Donovan West, Kelby Windmeyer has 8 carries for 64 yards. He had a 52-yard run. He also has a fumble. Braden Simmons, the quarterback, has 3 carries for minus 8 yards. Over the air, he is 1 for 3 with minus 2 yards and an interception. Cooper Everly has 2 carries for 9 yards and a rushing touchdown. He also has 2 receiving yards. Ben Crowley has 7 receiving yards. McCoy Eady had a 9-yard run. And also, Cooper Everly, failed to mention, he kind of took over as quarterback towards the end of the second quarter. He is 1 for 4 and had a 7-yard reception. So that is where he is so far on the game. Let's take a look now for Lynn's individual stats. Dylan Oldie, he has 8 carries for 23 yards. Gavin Turk, the quarterback, has 9 carries for 35 yards and a rushing touchdown. He's also 3 for 3 with 47 yards and a passing touchdown. That was to Connor Oldie, who has 1 carry for 0 yards and that 38-yard touchdown, his only reception of the game. Zeke Raucho has 3 touches with 2 carries for minus 2 yards and 1 reception for 7 yards. Anthony Ayala has 1 catch for 2 yards. Taking a look at your overall team stats, Donovan West had 83 yards of offense with 74 yards on the ground and 5.3 yards per clip. As for Lynn, they had 103 yards of offense. They're averaging just 2.8 yards per carry, believe it or not, but over the air having 47 yards compared to Donovan West, just 9. Penalties, 2 penalties for 20 yards for Donovan West. Lynn has 1 penalty for 5 yards. And those two turnovers for Donovan West have come costly as they have given a lot of momentum to the Bulldogs, and both of those resulted in touchdowns. And it all started, as we take a look back at our drive summaries, on the first drive of the game, an interception by Anthony Ayala. He was able to get them into near the red zone. They got into the red zone eventually on that drive, but were stopped short on a 4th-and-4, a turnover on downs. Donovan West was able to respond with a touchdown by Cooper Everly. It was a 10-yard rushing touchdown. with 4:46 left to go in the first quarter. Then Lynn was able to respond with a 20-yard rushing touchdown by Dylan Oldie. It was a methodical drive up to that point, but then an explosive play at the end with 6:02 left in the second quarter. That was when momentum really started to shift. Then on the next drive, Donovan West had the ball at right around midfield, and on a 4th and 12, they went for it, and a deep shot was incomplete, so it was a turnover on downs, giving Lynn the ball back in good field position with about 2 minutes and 30 seconds left, and then a 38-yard touchdown reception by Connor Oldie on the first play of that next drive, making 14-6. The PAT was no good. Then on the first play of the next drive for Donovan West, a fumble by Kelby Windmeyer gave the ball back to Lynn one more time, in which they capitalized via a Gavin Turk rushing touchdown. And it has just been one of those days for Donovan West, unfortunately. But what a half it has been for Lynn, and they have been fantastic in terms of being efficient. And by the way, I didn't have the stats right. I just realized by Dylan Oldie, he didn't put his 20-yard touchdown in there, so he actually has 9 carries for 43 yards in that rushing touchdown. So I had to get a correction on that. So once again, our score 22-6. Lynn is currently up on Donovan West. We'll step aside and we'll hopefully have some more scores for you around the region, and also we'll get you caught up on all of the standings and the rankings around the league, as well as who's doing what next week around the district and the league. So be sure to stay tuned here on our halftime show brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires here on 92.1 KMZA for your game of the week.
Hi folks, this is Joe at Holthouse Auto House, your full-service dealer in Fairview, Kansas. From getting you your dream ride to all of your service work, we are here to help. We have a full-service shop where every vehicle undergoes a 172-point inspection. At Holthouse Auto House, every vehicle comes with a warranty, no as-is vehicles here. Don't see what you're looking for on our lot or website? Our locator service is all-inclusive. We will go anywhere in the country to find exactly what you want, down to the last detail. We'll find it, get it, inspect it, and finance it, and then we can even service it after the sale, all here at Holthouse Auto House in Fairview.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Don't let worrying about the weather bother your peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca today. Beth Dieters can provide you with protection for the hay and grazing part of your operation. Pasture, rangeland, and forage sales closing date is December 1st. Call Midwest Crop Insurance at 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance is an equal opportunity provider. Call them today for peace of mind on your piece of earth. 785-334-2767. Oakley Place Adult Care Facility in Seneca is a different type of adult care home designed to be an alternative to the large institution-type facilities, providing a home-like, less confusing living environment. A high staff-to-resident ratio ensures residents receive the attention they require and deserve. Take a tour of Oakley Place in Seneca, a family-oriented, state-licensed adult care facility for all levels of care. Call Oakley Place for a tour at 785-748-1822. This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
All right, let's get back to it, folks. It's our score, Lynn 22, Donovan West 6. Jared Sluppy with you for your halftime show brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires. And what a first half it's been. Let's take a look as we have some more scores to update for you, as we have McLouth currently leading Valley Falls 22-16 at the half. McLouth looking for the first home win since 2018, their first win overall since 2019, so a great game going so far for McLouth, trying to keep it up. As for Axtell, they are leading 40-14 over Hanover. As for MHMA, they were able to put up some points and make it 28-10. They still trail in that one with 4:03 left in the second quarter. Other scores include, how about Opie? What a season they've had. They're defeating Southeast Kansas opponent Caney Valley 28-0. They had to do some of their games a few years ago. Also, Centralia and Garden Plain already over as Centralia wins 28-13, and they stay unbeaten. They're now 6-0, and they are going to be done early. It's 8 o'clock, and their game is already final. How about Holden? They lead at Rossville 28-10. Big game for the Wildcats there. And that is all I have for you from the Twitter machine, but we also have a few more scores here that are getting via text. Troy leads over Jackson Heights 20-0, and Sabetha, they lead Riverside 37-0, a nice road lead for the Blue Jays, who are now number 4 in the state at their classification. So what a year it's been for Sabetha. All right, so let's take a look now. Take a look at some of the rankings from K-Preps for 8-man D2. Of course, Axtell, the team to beat in the entire state until proven otherwise. After the 62-0 win at Blue Valley Randolph last week, they, of course, are currently beating up on Hanover at the moment. They're trying to stay 6-0. Kent and Galva, they are 5-0. They're at Hutch Central Christian, who is on a bit of a down year. After past few years, they've been a pretty good team, but this year they're 1-4. They won versus Fairfield 54-0 last week. Victoria is 5-0. They're number 3 in the polls. They have a big game at Sharon Springs Wallace County. They have some receiving votes. They are 4-1, and last week they defeated Wilson 52-6. Thunder Ridge is the lone ranked team that has a loss after losing week 1-2. I believe that was Canton Galva they lost to in week 1, as they currently are 4-1. They won at Lakeside Downs 54-6 last week. They have Wheatland Grinnell this week. They're 1-4. And as for Dighton, they are 5-0, number 5. They won at Otis Bison 54-6 last week. They are hosting Buckland, who are 3-2. And as for the Acacia covered rankings, a little bit of a mix-up towards the bottom. Axtell and Kent Galva still 1-2, but Thunder Ridge is actually number 3. Dighton is number 4, and Victoria is number 5. Take a look at those standings in the TVL. Axtell, the lone unbeaten team in league play, they are 3-0, 5-0 overall. Clifton Clyde and Washington County are both 3-1 and 4-1. Frankfort and Hanover are tied for 4th. They are 2-1 and 2-3 overall. Blue Valley Randolph and the two teams here, Donovan West and Lynn, are 0-3, 1-4. And as for 8-man D2 play, Axtell, Frankfort, and Hanover, 8-man D2, District 3, I should specify. Axtell, Frankfort, Hanover, all 2-0 with 42 points. And Blue Valley Randolph, Donovan West, Lynn, 0-2, minus 42 points. All three of those teams, 1-4. So a big week for these two teams playing in front of us today, trying to avoid going 0-3 in district play, get some points, get back in the race, try to be among the top 4 in the district and make it to the playoffs. Taking a look at some of the games coming up next week around the league and the district, Frankfort is at Axtell, a big game for the Wildcats as they try to stay unbeaten in district play. After this week they do have Blue Valley Randolph, and also next week Clifton Clyde is at Mankato Rock Hills. Washington County is at El Saline. That's a big game there for both of those two teams. Lynn is at Hanover, and Donovan West is at Blue Valley Randolph. So some big matchups coming up next week around the district, and things are starting to heat up as we are in early October, but week 7 coming up. Hard to believe. Just 2 weeks left after these games here today are finalized. By the way, we had our homecoming king and queen announced, and the queen was Kyra Johnson, who celebrated a 1,500 career assist mark on Tuesday. We were there for that. And the homecoming king was Braden Simmons. So congratulations to Kyra Johnson and Braden Simmons for being the homecoming king and queen 2022 here at Donovan West. So sure they're planning a lot of good stuff tonight here to celebrate homecoming week with all of the celebrations going on statewide. No, back in Hiawatha, they're doing that. It's a lot of fun. Fun time of year to be in high school. All right, we'll go ahead and take another break. We'll come back with second half action. Again, our score, it's Lynn 22 and Donovan West 6 here on your Game of the Week, brought to you by Peru State College here on 92.1 KMZA.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Milwaukee Tools have a great promotion going on now at Suter Building Supply in Seneca. Get $100 off retail on select kits when you purchase a qualifying M18 fuel kit and qualifying accessory or hand tool. Choose from drilling and driving tools, combo tool kits, impact wrenches, rivet tools, and faceting tools. Add to or start out your Milwaukee Tool collection with this special $100 off retail promotion at Suter's Building Supply in Seneca. Hurry, offer ends October 30th.
KMZA.
Got a couple more scores for you at the half. As here in this one, it's Lynn 22, Donovan West 6 from Donovan West. And it's an 8-man D1, the number one team in the state. Leote Wichita County is leading Meade 20-14 at the half. That is the K-Preps game of the week. Also in our district, Frankfurt is leading Blue Valley 22-12. And Wildcats trying to extend their winning streak to three games and stay 3-0 and unbeaten in district play. Again, just it's a tale of two seasons for Frankfurt as their freshman quarterback, Wes Anderson, has really started to get going. Talked about that during our locker room chat. By the way, our locker room chats, be sure to stay tuned for those here on KMZA, 5:30, Tuesdays and Wednesdays for all of your area coaches. Also, we have some from other areas, KNZA, airing those at 5:30. And if you want to listen to those at any time, go to our website, mscsports.net. We have 23 different coaches that we interview from in and around the area, all posted to our website each and every week, so be sure to stay tuned for that. So we got some regional and state volleyball coming up. We have football playoffs coming up, and we continue with K-State football coverage, Kansas City Chiefs. So things really starting to ramp up here in our fall 2022 season. Got you covered for all of your area sports on our Kansaland stations. All right, so it will be Lynn getting the ball to start things off. A short squib kick. It's going to be caught by Oldie. Slides down at 26-yard line. Chance for the Bulldogs to expand their lead right out of the gates. Lynn was trailing with 6:02, or excuse me, with 6 minutes left in the second quarter, but then got a touchdown by Dylan Oldie. And then got the ball right back after a turnover on downs. One play, one score, and then a fumble by Donovan West. Two plays later, another touchdown. So it was really just a really quick swing. Donovan West had the momentum, but then Lynn was able to take the game by the reins. Turk in the gun on this first play of the second half. Raucho in motion. Take the handoff. He'll keep it. Turk's got some room to run. He's in the secondary. Gets past midfield. Down at the 38-yard line. You know, 14, I believe, if my math's correct.
First 10 lane, the
Don West, 38-yard line. Nice way to stay closer to a 15-yard gain. Ball at the Donovan West, 38. Empty backfield once again, trips to the far side, and a whistle and a false start. Just one penalty for 5 yards in the first half against Lynn. They'll be backed up into their own territory to their own 37-yard line. First and 15. Dylan Oldie split out wide to the far side. He'll be defended by Eberle. Quick bubble pass to Raucho. Gets to the 40, to the original line of scrimmage. 35-30, fly comes down across the first down marker. And they'll mark him down actually just short of the first down marker at the 29-yard line, but that flag might negate this play. Yeah, and it will. It's a block in the back. Back him up even more, but it'll be a spot of ball penalty. penalty will put them right back at their original line of scrimmage, or not the original line of scrimmage, but their line of scrimmage from the last play. Actually might have even gained a yard on the penalty. Same formation from the far side hash. Take the handoff to Raucho, run at the middle, Turk. Mows over a guy, gets past midfield to the 35, down to the 33-yard line. Gain of 8. Gain of 10, says the PA announcer. Trust his math more than my own. Make the 2nd and 5. 10:28 left to go in this third quarter. Lynn 22, Donovan West 6. From here, Donovan West. Fantastic evening, hardly any wind. Nice chilly temperature, starting to really feel like fall. Apparently it's going to get down to possibly freezing tonight. Hand off to Dylan Oldie, a late handoff. Gain of a couple. Taken down at the 31. But Dylan Oldie, the freshman, had that 20-yard rushing touchdown. After that, his longest run was just 9 yards. And after that, didn't have a carry longer than 4. So that 20-yard touchdown inflating his numbers at the moment. Love to get another big play here. The freshman is really making plays when they need to. Another quick bubble screen to Raucho. Gets close to the first down marker, and he's going to get it. Gets to the 25-yard line. Gain of 6. So that is going to be his 4th touch of the day. 2 carries, 2 receptions. Kevin Turk is 4 for 4 on his day, but all of his passes, well, I guess with the exception, of course, the 38-yard touchdown, the other 3 passes have been checkdowns. So 1st and 10 from the 25 of Donovan West. Handoff, Raucho, left side, gets the 20 and hits just before the first down marker. It'll be a gain of 8. Nice gain from Raucho. This is his 23rd carry of the season. Now he's 85 yards on the year, has 2 rushing touchdowns, also has a receiving touchdown, has the most receptions on the team. The senior has 9 of them with 90 receiving yards. It's a 2nd and 2 from the Donovan West 17-yard line. And if they hand off, Turk flops forward, gets the first down, driving his legs, and he'll be taken down at the 13. So a gain of 5, another first down. So a lot bigger chunk plays here from Donovan West, excuse me, for Lynn, beg your pardon.
First 10 Bulldogs for the Donovan West 12-yard line.
Trying to continue their efficient drive here as they have made their way into the red zone. 1st and 10 from the 13, from the 12 actually. Keeper, Turk, bounces to the outside. Flag comes in. He's into the end zone. We'll see if it stands. But right now it's a 12-yard rushing touchdown, and yet they are going to wave it off. It is a holding penalty. So bring that back. Turk trying to get his 2nd rushing touchdown of the day, but the officials say no. Offensive line doing so well in the latter portion of the 2nd quarter and now here into the 3rd quarter after a bit of a slow start from this offense. That penalty puts them back to the 22-yard line. And a timeout called by the official, I believe. Well, I was going to say maybe for an injury, but I don't see anybody injured, so I think we're finally good to go. I think they're making sure that the clocks were all right. 7:33 and counting left to go in this 3rd quarter. Lynn trying to add to their 22-6 lead as we approach the halfway point of this 3rd quarter. Empty backfield, Turk, as Raucho in motion. Rolls to his left, looking to throw over the middle. Fires it towards the end zone. That's going to be incomplete, looking for Raucho. That makes it second down and long. Second and 20 to be specific. That is Gavin Turk's first incompletion of the day, according to what I have. Turk has been very good on the ground as well, has 12 carries for 65 yards and a rushing touchdown. Thirty of those yards have come on three carries in this half. Take a handoff, looking for an option to the far side. He does a late pitch. It's almost a forward pass. It should be a forward pass, and a late flag comes in. Gets it to Raucho. See, he gets taken down near the 10-yard line.
Pass complete, number one.
And mark him down at the 13. And that's an illegal forward pass. So loss of down. That'll make it third down and very long. All the way back to the 26. So a 5-yard penalty as well. Well, maybe it's not loss of down. Still says second down on the sticks. All right, second and very long. Up off pass, caught by Dylan Oldie. Another flag comes in, staying in bounds, and driving his legs, gets into the end zone for a touchdown. But again, we'll see what that flag is. That was from 26 yards out. I think that's an illegal substitution, I believe. Illegal man downfield. So yet another penalty. That's the fourth penalty of the half. All the way back to the 31 now. Need to get to the 4-yard line, so it'll be second and 27. And funny thing is, it's almost, since it's at the 4-yard line, it's almost second and goal from the 31-yard line, you could argue. Three guys in motion going to the far side, setting up their trips. Turk has Raucho in motion. Takes the handoff. Turk keeper gets back to the middle, gets to the 20, 15, 10, 5, and into the end zone for the touchdown from 31 yards out on a second and 27.
31
yards. Jonathan West defense has not been able to contain this offense here so far in the third quarter. 6:09 to go, and it is now 28-6. Again, halfway through the second quarter, it was 6-0 in favor of Donovan West. Since then, they've just been able to turn on the Jets and keep it going, keep pouring on the points. Fitch, left side, Raucho trying to get the corner. He's got it for two, making it 30-6. We'll go and step aside. Lynn has really found their stride here in this one on the road and looking for their first win in district play here in your game of the week on 92.1 KMZA.
Are you ready to take control of your debit card in just a few taps? A convenient, secure, and easy way to manage your debit cards has arrived in our mobile banking app. Just click on My Cards in your United Bank & Trust mobile app or visit www.ubankonline.com for more information.
Check out the United Bank & Trust mobile banking app. Take control of your debit card. More info at www.ubankonline.com.
Mom!
I got the job. I got the job.
That's fantastic. Is it more money?
It's a lot more money.
Oh, you deserve it for working so hard at the community college.
I'm not done yet. I'm going to get my bachelor's degree.
Wow. Where?
Peru State College. They offer degrees completely online. They didn't hassle me about what courses transferred, and they offer in-state tuition to everyone.
Do you think I could go too?
Of course. Just visit Peru State College at peru.edu.
Kansaland Radio.
53-yard drive capped off by a 31-yard rushing touchdown by quarterback Gavin Turk. And Lynn is now up 36 after a good two-point conversion. Raucho converting that. Your drive summary brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from debt. Online at highlandcc.edu. W. Winmeyer looking to return this kick and get Donovan West in good field position for their first drive of this second half. Bulldogs on their drive took up almost the entire first half of this third quarter. A low kick rolls and picked up by Goff at the 25-yard line. They've taken down at the 26. 1 yard return by the center.
By Cody Goff, making a stop for the Bulldogs number one, Ezekiel Rocha.
So Simmons still on the sideline here. Cooper Eberle filling in at quarterback since about the time the game started to switch. It was on that fourth down and 12 play that Cooper Eberle threw his first pass. Actually, that was the second pass. He had a little 7-yard pass on third down. It was a trick play, though. And a fourth down, he threw a pass downfield. It was incomplete. And that was when the game started to switch. So here will be a direct snap to Winmeyer. Gets to the 30, 35, goes out of bounds there. So a gain of 8. Good start to the second half for Donovan West as they are desperately needing some points here. Now down by 24. Still a 3-score game technically if they convert all of their 2-point conversions. They got a lot of work to do here in the second half. Another direct snap. Winmeyer has the first down, gets the midfield, flag comes in. He's taken down at the Lynn 38-yard line. And it's a holding against Donovan West. It goes from second and short to second and long now. After a promising start to the drive, they now hit a speed bump. See how they react. Second and 13, so an 11-yard penalty. That is, believe it or not, their first penalty. All of those penalties that we saw in that last drive were against Lynn. 5:45 and counting. Left to go in the third quarter. Hand off Eberle, trying to get to the outside, cuts it back to the middle, and taken down close to the original line of scrimmage. It'll be a gain of 2. So third down and 11. We'll see if Cooper Eberle goes back to the air. His first two throws were good ones, had a completion of 7 yards, and then a throw down the field, which looked good. It was just a little bit too far, but then his last two were kind of just heaves out of desperation towards the end of the half. He will not be taking the snap here. Instead, it'll be a direct snap to Winmeyer, trying to get to the outside, and not able to get there. It'll be a loss of 1.
Winmeyer making the snap over 45. Dylan Oldie, number 2.
Dylan Oldie on the stop. Good job by the freshman. So 4th and 12, and we'll see what they do here. Again, they went for it on 4th and 12. They're a little bit further upfield. It was around midfield where they went for it, but looks like here they will not be doing it. Kelly Winmeyer, looks like he's going to go ahead and put this one away. After a turn is Gavin Turk. Snap wasn't great. Was able to field it. First down at the 34-yard line. Rolls in favor of the Mustangs. Cross the 30 down to the 27, and that's where Lynn will get their second drive of the second half. We'll take a break. Be back in 30 seconds here in your game of the week on KMZA.
A job is not just a job in this type of business. It's a wonderful feeling to know that the staff is there for my parents, to know that they're well taken care of.
At Life Care Center of Seneca, we consider it an honor to make your family part of ours.
I keep saying I'm going to retire, and I can't leave. There's love in that building, and you can feel that love.
Everyday miracles at Life Care Center of Seneca.
Kansaland Radio.
This is the first play of the drive, a run up the middle for 9 yards by Gavin Turk. And he has been unstoppable in the second half. He has 5 carries in this second half, none of which have been less than 5 yards, and only one of which, actually, 2 of the 5 have been just, let's try that again. So his carries have been for 15, 10, 5, 31-yard touchdown and 9 yards. Trying to get a pattern going there, but brain wasn't able to do it. Second and one. Low snap. Turk picks it up. Gets a first down. Going to the outside. Runs over a man. Blasts him. Across midfield and out of bounds. That was Windmeyer that he ran through. So gain of 4. He has 15 carries now for 109 yards and 2 rushing touchdowns. He only had 34 yards at the half. That was on 11 carries. Hand off, right side for Raucho. Breaks the tackle, gets to the secondary. There he goes. 25-20, 15-10, 5. One man to beat. Gets to the pylon. He is out of bounds. Marked down actually at the 5. His foot went out of bounds, but fantastic run.
Was on that first and goal, you know, what, 5 yards.
34-yard run by Raucho. So first and goal from the 5, and once again, Lynn in great position to score. In the I formation. I haven't done that much today. Pitch right side. Raucho has a chance to get to the end zone, and he'll be taken down at the 1 yard line. Good tackle by McCoy Eady.
Number 42, McCoy Eady.
Trying to get Raucho a touchdown. He has come close. Has a couple of 2-point conversions as well, but has not found the end zone yet today. On the season, he has 3 total touchdowns, 1 over the air, 2 on the ground. It would be very difficult to see Donovan West come back if Lynn scores here, but crazier things have happened. The Mustangs offense hasn't been able to do much today, though. High formation pushing Turk into the end zone for his 3rd rushing touchdown of the day. He is in from 1 yard out, and it is now 36-6. So go for 2. Try to make this a 38-6 game, which would be right at a 4-possession game. In the gun. Takes the snap. Takes the handoff. And he will walk in untouched. So it is 38-6, Lynn controlling this one on the road, looking to get their first district win of the season. We'll take a break. We'll come back here on your game of the week on 92.1 KMZA.
A Milwaukee Tool Sale jackpot is on now at Hiawatha Farm and Home and Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca, with three Milwaukee sales going on at once. Choose the bundle and save sale. Buy a qualifying accessory and qualifying kit to get $100 off. The second is a free battery with the purchase of selected tools. Batteries range from 2.0 to 12.0. See which tool or kit is right for you. And sale number three, find lowered prices on a chop saw, chainsaw, blower, or string trimmer kit. Your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca at Hiawatha Farm and Home.
Have you noticed that banking is this big corporate thing? To these mega banks, you're just an account number. And no one seems to even notice you're so wrapped up in other things? Well, snap out of it! There's a movement to take back control, to take back financial freedom, to take back banking! Kasafa is checking that rewards you for doing everyday things that you're already doing anyway. So join the movement. Take back banking with Kasafa.
Ask for Kasafa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
KMZA.
Got a couple of scores from around the league to get you caught up on here on this Friday night, week six action. Washington County actually trailing. They're playing Lincoln, though, at the end of the third quarter. Lincoln leads 6-0. Also, Troy leads Jackson Heights 26-0 after three quarters. Also, got a score from Hiawatha, Rock Creek. Right now, they are doing very well. They're leading 42-14 over the Red Hawks. Short kick, returned once again by Goff, and he is running over, folks, across the 35 in the center. Once again, I believe that's his third or fourth kickoff return that time. They're not trying to kick it deep to Kelby Windmeyer. Good field position coming up for Dawson West, and Goff is coming up limping here. And you hate to see that for the senior, staying at 6 foot, 265 pounds. And he'll try to stay in the game right now, but, man, he is looking like he is really hurt right now. That senior toughness keeping him in the game. Reminder, your game of the week is brought to you by Peru State College, Peru.edu, Nebraska's first college, transformative education designed for you. First and 10 from their own 37, and now a whistle. Timeout's going to be called by Dawson West out of the kickoff. And Goff is really struggling to get over to the huddle. He's just fighting. Got to admire the fight from the senior to stay in this game. He's been such a good leader for this squad this season. They've already been dealing with a lot of injuries so far this season. Richie Orcutt, the 6 foot junior offensive lineman, he is out for today's game. He's wearing street clothes tonight. Dustin Beach, also starting wide receiver, is out. So is Colter Peterson, freshman wide receiver. They have a lot of guys that are out tonight. And Lynn, dealing with their lumps, is one of their main men they like to go to. He gets a lot of yards, a lot of touchdowns. Creighton Klima, he is out for this one as well, the starting senior running back. And Goff now trying to jog and try to walk it or jog it off. Getting back to that huddle to run this play on first and 10. Mustangs have not scored since their second drive of the game. Their opening drive was an interception. They scored on the following drive. It was a 10-yard rushing touchdown by the wide receiver Cooper Eberle. But since then, nothing going right for this Mustangs offense. And Windmeyer running to the left side, direct snap, just shy of the 40-yard line, 39-yard line on Mark and Bionat, so a gain of 2. Just their fourth play run in this third quarter with 1:13 to go. Two pretty solid long drives in terms of clock is concerned by Lynn. Their first drive was complete with 6:09 to go. Almost took up the entire first portion of that third quarter on the first drive. And a three and out by Donovan West the following drive, and Lynn marching down the field, getting a touchdown with 1:35 to go. That was a Gavin Turk rushing touchdown. He's had the last three touchdowns for the Bulldogs. Hurrying up to the line of scrimmage to get this play off. And it's going to be a direct snap to Edie. Second carry of the game. He's taken down behind the line of scrimmage. Fantastic read on that play by Dylan Oldie. Flexes his muscles in celebration.
25, Dylan
Oldie. I'd love to see that from the freshman. Third down and 11. Hardly ever do you see a freshman really celebrate. Usually it's something you see the juniors and seniors do, but hey, when you're playing as good as Oldie is, might as well flex him if you got him, if that's what they say. And the clock will run out. That will be the end of the third quarter. And it has been all Lynn since midway through the second quarter. It is 38-6 as we have 12 minutes left to go. We'll step aside here on your game of the week on 92.1 KMZA.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Natural Spear fish oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
The answer is yes. SBS.
This is Lauren Henry. Got big dreams for your small business? You're not alone. SBS Insurance is a growing business too. That's why we work with Nationwide, the number one small business insurer in the U.S. We can help protect and grow your business so you can focus on making your small business dreams come true. Give your local SBS Insurance agency a call today. Nationwide is on your side.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Missed a play there as Cooper Ebley threw an incomplete pass, so it will now be fourth down and 11. Taking a look at some of the scores around the area now, as we have quite a few of them here, if I can get them pulled up fast enough for you. We have Leote, Wichita County, currently leading Meade 34-14, number one team in eight-man D1. The Holy War, how about Bishop Carroll leading Capon 26-21 is really going to air it out, throw a deep downfield, good spiral, and that's going to be intercepted, but flags come in. All three officials throw the flag as Oldie picks it off, and it's still running. Oldie stopped as he knows that it's going to be a pass interference, but the play was still alive, and now he comes down to a knee at the 30-yard line. That was picked off at the 11, again by Dylan Oldie, but it's likely going to be a pass interference to move the sticks. Continuing with the scores, Valley Falls and McLeod now tied at 22 apiece. They are now in the fourth quarter there. Sabetha leading Riverside 37-0 at the half. Washington County tied it up against Lincoln 6-6. They are just starting the fourth quarter there. How about Nemaha Central? They are dominating yet again against Minneapolis 56-0 in the third quarter. And that's, I might have a score or two. Yeah, we have Holton leading Rossville 42-12. With 2:43 left to go in the third quarter there. So we do have one game in the books, and that was Centralia winning at Garden Plain 28-13. That game is already final. It ended at the beginning of the 8 o'clock hour. It's a run by Windmeyer, goes for a loss of one. After that 15-yard pass interference penalty against Lynn, they have committed five penalties for 40 yards in this second half. It was actually a loss of two, so second and 12. 10:56 to go. Lynn, 38. Donovan West, 6. Your score brought to you by Holthouse Auto House in Fairview. Hand off Everly up the middle. Now trying to get to the near side. Gets to the 25. Cuts now back up to the middle. Gets hit and taken down by Turk at the 23-yard line. Find out how long that play was. Gets it to 3rd and 6, so they get a 6-yard gain. Again, Donovan West just looking for some sort of momentum here offensively. In the game for the Mustangs is Malachi Moore, the 5'8", 135-pound freshman. Being told that he is not 5'8", Third and six from the 22-yard line. Taking the snap, looking to pass is Windmeyer. He'll throw it towards the end zone, looking for Eberle, overthrows him, and oh, it's caught! Wow! With one hand! How about Eberle? That was something else. 22-yard touchdown. That woke up this crowd. That's Kelby Windmeyer. He gets it done with a 22-yard receiving touchdown, and it is now 38-12. They will go for two. They are trying to stay alive with 9:39 left to go in the fourth quarter. And trying to give it to Goff, and goes through his hands. He picks it up and falls at the 10-yard line, taken down by, I believe that was Raucho and Turk on the tackle. So PAT is no good, so it remains 38-12. So still pretty wide margin here. Really needing that two-point conversion to try to make it a four-score game, but they cannot. We'll send it to a break. It's 38-12. Donovan West trailing at home, but getting a touchdown on a 22-yard hookup from Kelby Windmeyer to Cooper Eberle here on 92.1 KMZA for your game of the week.
This fall is a great time to spruce up your yard, and Heinen True Value Farm Supply and Just Ask Rental in downtown Seneca can rent you the equipment to make that job easier. Rent garden tillers, pull and push style aerators, fertilizer spreaders, lawn vacuums for all those leaves to pick up, gas-powered hedge trimmers and brush cutters, even tractors and sprayers. Rent the equipment you need for your fall yard cleanup and make the job so much easier. From Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rental, behind every project is the true value.
KMZA.
22-yard hookup from Kelby Windmeyer to Cooper Eberle. 9:39 left to go in the fourth quarter. PAT was no good. Your drive summary brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from debt. Online at highlandcc.edu. And tough time getting this kickoff as Dylan Oldie tried to pick it up. Went through his legs, and they are able to fall on it, so Lynn gets the ball at the 25-yard line, 24-yard line. Much-needed touchdown as Kelby Windmeyer on his first pass attempt of the day. It's a 22-yard touchdown to Cooper Eberle.
Well, first and 10 from their own 24-yard line.
Windmeyer, the third person today to throw the ball for Donovan West, with Braden Simmons not currently playing. Still has his helmet on over on the sideline. Cooper Eberle went 1 for 5 for 7 yards. And now, as mentioned, Windmeyer on that touchdown. So Lynn gets the ball back, trying to get those points right back of 38-12. Option left side, keeper Turk, and he gets to the 30-yard line, spun down. For gain of 6. So in the first half, Gavin Turk had 9 carries for 35 yards. He now has 17 carries for 116 yards. He had 1 touchdown in the first half, has 2 here in the second half. Tale of 2 halves for the Lynn quarterback. That momentum really shifted after the 4th down conversion. Failed attempt from 4th and 12 for Donovan West. Low snap. Turk gathers. Throw over the middle. Wide open. Got a man. Hit him in stride once again. It is going to be a touchdown to Connor Oldie. 49-yard pitch and catch. That is his second receiving touchdown of the day. And Turk's second passing touchdown. The only time that Turk hasn't had a bubble pass. It's been a couple of touchdowns to Connor Oldie downfield. So Turk is now 5 for 6, 102 yards over the air, and 2 passing touchdowns, has the 3 rushing touchdowns. He has been phenomenal. As for Connor Oldie, it's those 2 catches, both of those going for long touchdowns. Going for the two-pointer. Keeper, right side, Turk, trying to get to the corner. He does so, and he is in, making it 46-12. So we'll take a break. Lynn has really blown this thing wide open. A good response on a couple of plays, hooking up with his wide receiver once again, Connor Oldie. Step aside here on our Game of the Week on 92.1 KMZA.
Flu season will be here before you know it, and now is the time to get ready. Seneca Family Practice will be holding a drive-through flu clinic October 12th from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Saturday by appointment from 9 a.m. to noon. Please wear a short-sleeve shirt if possible. Call our immunization clinic at 785-336-0350 with any questions. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice, where people you know and care you trust.
My team just pulled off the biggest upset ever.
Nice, Mike.
And some fans are getting crazy. They even flipped over a car.
Whoa.
Turns out it's my car, though.
Oh.
But I don't want to be upset right now. I want to know State Farm's going to take care of this, right?
We got you covered, Mike.
Yes! Woo!
Go with the one that's here to help life go right. State Farm.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
KMZA.
Two plays, 55 yards, capped off by a 49-yard hookup to Connor Oldie from Gavin Turk. 8:32 left to go in the fourth quarter, making it 46-12. That drive summary brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. So after Donovan West got their first touchdown since their second drive of the game, Lynn responds right back with a touchdown of their own. There is the kickoff, end over end, returned by Whitmire, bobbles it at the 22-yard line, going to try to run backwards, bounce around the outside, and he does so, gets to the 35-40, down the sideline, there he goes, he can take it all the way to the house, for a touchdown, Kelby Whitmire.
Touchdown,
58-yard return for a touchdown, and how about that, both teams trading haymakers now. That makes it 46-18. Trying to stay alive here on homecoming night, Donovan West. So Everly and his offensive lineman trotting back out as Goff. And Parker Allen, the freshman. Standing at 5'10", 235 pounds is Parker Allen. Hoffman splitting out wide for this two-point try. Whitmire, keeper, trying to get to the middle, hit, and taken down by Connor Oldie, among others. And it's no good. So they are now 0 for 3 on two-point tries, and is now 46-18. Let's go take a look once again at what we have for you next week in terms of 8-man D2 action. Taking a look at the schedule ahead. Frankfort is at Axtell. Axtell, the reigning champs, undisputed this year. Certainly living up to the hype. Clifton Clyde, one of the top teams in 8-man D1, but in the TVL, they are at Mankato Rock Hills. Washington County, they're in a dog match right now, and they go on the road again next week to El Saline, another big game for Washington County. They have been playing some really good teams, of course, playing Franklin today. Lynn is going to go to Hanover next week, and then Donovan West is at Blue Valley Randolph. That's what's coming up next week here in 8-man D2, District number 3. Lynn trying to go on their way to their first district win. Got a finalist, Topeka Hayden, defeats Roe Valley 38-0. And Hayden showing why they are a team to beat in 3A. They have been virtually unstoppable this season. Onside kick returned by Lynn at the 39-yard line. Diving on it was Matt Kern.
Hold on, first attempt from their own 39-yard.
Holton currently leading Rossville 42-10 after three quarters of play. Sabetha defeats Riverside 56-0, number four team in the state. How about the Blue Jays? Non-district battle there. As they take down at Bryce Payton's Riverside Cyclones. Near midfield is where Lynn has the ball in this next possession. Fake handoff. Turk up the middle. He's got some room to run. He gets the first down and more. He's at the 30. 25. Taken down at the 20 for a 21-yard run on first and 10. Lock will continue to run with 7:40 to go in the game. In our score, 46-18, Lynn winning here at Donovan West. Your score brought to you by Whole House, Auto House, and Fairview. And time to update your vehicle. How many Whole House vehicles have you seen today? WholeHouseAutoHouse.com. So first and 10 from the 20 of the Mustangs. Raucho in motion. Take the handoff, keeper on the option read, and driving his legs, diving forward to get 5 yards on that carry. Reminder, our post-game show brought to you by B Outdoors Real Estate. Coming up next, we'll get you caught up with all of the drive summaries from today's contest, your unofficial statistics as well. We'll talk about some of the scores going on in the area, but if you want a full recap of all the scores in the area, be sure to stay tuned to our Community National Bank High School Football Scoreboard Show that will follow our post-game coverage. And looking forward to tomorrow, of course, got some college football on the way here on KMZA. K-State on the road in Ames, Iowa to take on Cyclones. 4:30 pregame, 6:30 kickoff here on KMZA. With a low snap, handoff, Raucho in motion gets the handoff, and he is stopped at the line of scrimmage. It'll be third down and 5. Big game for K-State if they can win. They'll be 3-0 in conference play going into their bye before they take on TCU in Arlington. Sorry, Fort Worth, beg your pardon. Get that wrong, get some angry letters from Horned Frogs fans. I don't know if there's any out there, but. And down to Amon G. Carter Stadium. It's a fun facility. Just need that. Oh, I guess they do have that new Jumbotron there. Here's Turk rolling to his left, throwing for the end zone, or the middle of the field, excuse me. It was intended to go to the end zone, but it was caught at the 6-yard line as Anthony Ayala makes the catch, his first of the half. That one goes for 6 yards, making it first and goal. Lynn trying to continue to lay it on thick. But getting back to the K-State-Iowa State game, if Iowa State loses that game, they are now 0-3, and things are not looking good for the Cyclones' odds of getting to Arlington to play in the Big 12 championship game. Hunter Deckers trying to keep his job as well, as some whispers around Ames saying that he might not have his job at the end of the month if he continues to play at the level he's playing right now. He looked very bad in Lawrence last weekend. Here's Turk on first and goal, rolling to his left, trying to get his fourth touchdown of the day, and he's got it! Gavin Turk, the junior quarterback, takes it in. And that is his fourth of the day on the ground, his sixth overall, and it is now 52-18. What a day for the junior. .455 still left to go in this one. Here in week 6. High school football action here on 92.1 KMZA, brought to you by Peru State College. Big thanks to all of our sponsors making these broadcasts possible. Turk takes a snap. It's low. Picks it up. Rolls to his right. Throws over the middle. Incomplete. So it will stay 52-18. Nonetheless, Lynn continues to roll here from Donovan West. We'll take a break. We'll come back with more of your Game of the Week here on 92.1 KMZA.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
As your community bank, we offer a different approach to financial service. When you become a customer, you become a friend. Like any good friend, we're dedicated to giving you the financial answers and solutions that you and your family deserve. We'll do our best to help you achieve your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender. First Heritage Bank, in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC, online at 1hbank.com.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Got a foul score between Axtell and Hanover. The Eagles win that one 62-14. They are now 6-0 on the regular season, looking to get back on track and get back to the state title game once again. Other games for you. Taking a look at some scores. Troy leads Jackson Heights 32-0 left. 3 minutes to go in that game. And that is actually all I have for you at the moment. Here is a little pooch kickoff at the middle. It's dove on at the 27-yard line. That was Aiden Hoffman, the freshman, diving on that one. But what a season for Eric and Isaac Detweiler for the Eagles. Isaac, obviously, one of the most prolific quarterbacks, not the most prolific quarterback in the entire state at the 8-man D2 level. Had 250 yards, 6 touchdowns over the air last week. Just been absolutely phenomenal. And again, that's just at halftime. And their 62-0 win. They're averaging 108.4 points per 48 minutes on the season. It's just unbelievable what they're doing. And hit the line of scrimmage and driven back is the ball carrier for Donovan West, Kelby Windmeyer. And I'll say that he got 1 yard there, so make it second down and 9. And that statistic about Axtell is certainly my favorite. I love to update that every single week. And to talk with Eric Detweiler is just a treat every single week. Talking about, I always ask him what he wants to see improve, because he's a guy that is never satisfied with all these blowout wins. He always sees there's something that they can do a little bit better each and every week. And kind of interesting, from 1 week to the next, he'll always do something different with his offense. And never talks about how he goes into the each and every single game with a different game plan. He just kind of goes in and takes what the offense is giving him. Here's a handoff. Cooper Eberle bounces to the near side. Supposed to be run to the middle. Gets to the 35 and taken down at the 35-yard line. A gain of 5. So, for example, 2 weeks ago, Isaac Detweiler only threw the ball a handful of times. It was just run. Brandon Schmelzley, the sophomore running back, stellar on the season. He got a lot of the workload. Detweiler didn't have to do much that game. And then, of course, as mentioned last week, it was throw. And that's just what Axtell can do. They can beat you on the run and on the pass. And, oh, by the way, they have one of the best defenses in the state as well. So third down and 1 from the 36-yard line. Run right side, and Woodmeyer has the first down, gets to the outside to the 35-30, tiptoeing down the sideline. He's going to take it all the way to the house. 44-yard touchdown for Kelby Woodmeyer. His first rushing touchdown of the day, had a 58-yard return touchdown just a few minutes ago. And the sophomore running back does not know the word quit. He has been so explosive here in this second half. That makes it 52-24. as they'll try to convert their first two-point conversion of the day right here. Eberle Winmeyer in the backfield. Eberle takes a snap, looking to throw off his back foot to the end zone. That's going to be intercepted. And apparently he can't return it at this level, so it's no good. So go and step aside once again. Timeout on the field. Our score, 52-24, after the touchdown by Kelby Winmeyer for Donovan West. You're listening to your Game of the Week here on KMZA.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Don't let worrying about the weather bother your peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca today. Beth Dieters can provide you with protection for the hay and grazing part of your operation. Pasture, range land, and forage sales closing date is December 1st. Call Midwest Crop Insurance at 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance is an equal opportunity provider. Call them today for peace of mind on your piece of earth. 785-334-2767.
Got some scores update for you. How about McLeod leading over Valley Falls, getting a kickoff return for a touchdown. They lead 34-28 with 1:34 left to go in that game, as the kickoff's returned and fallen on by Connor Oldie at the 29-yard line. Continuing with scores, Riley County defeats Horton 44-3. And elsewhere, Riley County defeated Horton 44-3. That was all I had for you. Sorry about that, my mistake. Thought I had more than that. All right, so with 2:20 left to go, as the clock is going to be running here, left to go, 52-24 in this one. Lynn well on their way to getting their first district win. Big handoff. Turk is going to keep it, trying to add to those yards. And there he goes. He's at midfield, 35, stays in bounds, hit, and runs over Kelby Winmeyer at the 25-yard line, but flags are down at the 32-yard line. And it's going to be a hold against...
Holding
against Lynn. So bring the play back a little bit, not all the way back, but 10-yard penalties from the spot of the foul. Reminder that next week, Lynn goes to Hanover. Should be an interesting one there, Hanover. Losing today to Axtell, 62-14, snapping their couple wins that they were able to string together after losing their first three, so they're now 2-4. As for Donovan West, they go to Blue Valley Randolph. Up the middle, Turk has the first down, gets the 40, 35, 30, 25, and runs over a guy, gets the 25-yard line. Gain of 26, and Gavin Turk has just been unstoppable today. 21 carries for 174 yards. 4 rushing touchdowns, 2 passing touchdowns. Yards are unofficial. He's 6-for-7 with 108 passing yards on the day. Pitch right side, Raucho. It's the 20, 15, cuts up the middle and steps out of bounds right near the first down marker. The 16-yard line will be a gain of 9. How about Raucho? Bit of a slow start, but since then he's been able to pick up a little bit of steam. As 66 total yards on the day, 7 carries and 2 receptions, so 7 yards per play whenever he gets the ball. Dylan Oldie's only had 1 touch here in this second half. Here's a pitch left side. Raucho gets the 10, hit at the 5, stays in bounds, loses the football, and it'll be stolen on by a pair of Bulldogs. It was Connor Oldie who picked it up. Ten seconds left as the clock continues to wind down. And that is going to be your ball game. 52-24 is your final score. Lynn gets the win. And they go to 1-2 in district play. As for Donovan West, they fall to 0-3 in district play. We'll step aside for a break. Come back with your post-game show brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Once again, your final score, Lynn 52, Donovan West 24. Here on your Game of the Week, 92.1 KMZA.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Got your money, no friends.
Tell them.
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate post-game show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
Hi, this is Joyce Sedbeck, the nurse and operator for Oakley Place of Seneca, which is a new 12-bed adult care home. At Oakley Place, we maintain a 1-staff-to-4 resident ratio, and we are currently looking for exceptional certified nurse aides and certified medication aides to join our team. If you want to work in an environment where you have the time to truly make a difference, apply online at www.oakleyplacecare.com or call 785-334-6000.
People, products, knowledge. We have it all for you at Helena Agri Enterprises. Our team has resources to provide our producers with the top brands and services. Specialized nutrients, seed and seed treatments, financial services, and precision ag services and software. We also offer our own line of products, adjuvants, bioscience products, branded fertilizers, nutritionals, and many more. Customer service and success is our goal. Let our local staff show you what we can do for you at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Milwaukee Tools have a great promotion going on now at Suter Building Supply in Seneca. Get $100 off retail on select kits when you purchase a qualifying M18 fuel kit and qualifying accessory or hand tool. Choose from drilling and driving tools, combo tool kits, impact wrenches, rivet tools, and faceting tools. Add to or start out your Milwaukee Tool collection with this special $100 off retail promotion at Suter's Building Supply in Seneca. Hurry, offer ends October 30th.
KMZA.
Final score here from Donovan West. Lynn wins it 52-24. Lynn is now 2-4 on the regular season. They move to 1-3 in league play and 1-2 in district play. As for Donovan West, they fall to 1-5 overall, 0-4 in league play and 0-3 in district play. And more importantly for Lynn, they pick up 21 points in the standings, so they cut their point total in half. They're now at minus 21 in the standings. So trying to keep an eye on that moving forward in terms of the standings are concerned. Let's take a look at your final stats from tonight's contest. And it is going to be first for Donovan West. Kelby Windmeyer had a couple of great plays towards the end of the contest. He had 13 carries for 114 rushing yards. He had a rushing touchdown, also had a 58-yard return touchdown in the fourth quarter. Braden Simmons on his day, it was short. He left the game. He had 4 carries for minus 6 yards. He was 1-for-3 with an interception, 2 passing yards. Cooper Eberle, he was 5-for-22 on the ground with a rushing touchdown. He also had 1 completion for 5 pass attempts and 7 passing yards. And he also had 2 receptions for 24 yards and a receiving touchdown. As for McCoy Eady, he had 2 carries for 6 yards. How about Kelby Windmeyer, also over the air, forgot to mention, he had that touchdown pass. 1-for-1, 22-yard hookup with Cooper Eberle. And Van Crowley also had 1 catch for 7 yards. As for Lynn, Dylan Oldie, he had 10 carries for 45 yards and a rushing touchdown, including a 20-yarder towards the end of the first half. And Gavin Turk, who was just absolutely phenomenal. 6 total touchdowns on the day. He had 21 carries for 174 rushing yards, 4 rushing touchdowns, also was 6 for 7 over the air, 108 yards over the air, and 2 passing touchdowns. Unbelievable day from the junior quarterback from Lynn. Also, how about Connor Oldie? He had 2 catches for 87 yards and 2 receiving touchdowns. Zeke Raucho, he had 8 carries for 62 yards and 2 receptions for 13 yards. Anthony Ayala, he had 2 catches for 8 yards. He also had an interception on the defensive side all the way back on the first possession of the game. Taking a look at your overall stats, all of these stats from today's contest are, of course, unofficial. Here's what I had, though. 389 total yards for Lynn compared to Jonathan West, just 145. And as for individually between running and passing, 7 yards per carry for Lynn, 5.7 for Jonathan West, or rather 108 yards over the air, it looks like, for 130, actually, if you include Kelby Windmeyer's pass. So 130 yards over the air on 4 completions for 8 attempts, rather. As for the Mustangs, they were 1 for 9 for 9 yards over the air. 1 fumble, 1 interception, 2 turnovers on the day for Jonathan West, none for Lynn. And penalties, 6 for 45 yards for Lynn, 3 for 31 for Jonathan West. Again, all of those stats unofficial from today's contest. All right, taking a look at some of the scores that we have so far from around the area. Actually, let's go ahead and do that in the next segment. We'll do that, and we'll do our player of the game as well, and we'll get you caught up with some of the area scores. But be sure to stay tuned after our post-game show here, brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate, because we have our Community National Bank High School Football Scoreboard Show coming up with all of your scores from around the area. So again, we'll take a small break, and we'll come back with your player of the game and some of the scores from around the area here on your Game of the Week, brought to you by Peru State College here on 92.1 KMZA.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
Are you ready to take control of your debit card in just a few taps? A convenient, secure, and easy way to manage your debit cards has arrived in our mobile banking app. Just click on My Cards in your United Bank and Trust mobile app or visit www.ubankonline.com for more information.
Check out the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app. Take control of your debit card. More info at www.ubankonline.com.
Mom, I got the job! I got the job!
That's fantastic. Is it more money?
It's a lot more money.
Oh, you deserve it for working so hard at the community college.
I'm not done yet. I'm going to get my bachelor's degree.
Wow, where?
Peru State College. They offer degrees completely online. They didn't hassle me about what courses transferred, and they offer in-state tuition to everyone.
Do you think I could go too?
Of course. Just visit Peru State College at peru.edu.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
KMZA.
Brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate online at beoutdoors.com. So let's go ahead and crown our Farmer State Bank player of the game. And this one's probably been the easiest one we've had to do so far. And, of course, it's going to be the junior quarterback, Gavin Turk. We had 21 carries on the ground, 174 rushing yards, 4 rushing touchdowns, 2 passing touchdowns on 6 completions out of 7 attempts, 108 passing yards. And what a day it was for the junior. So, Gavin Turk, our Let the Bank On, brought to you by Farmers State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan, providing modern banking services. Visit bankwithfarmers.com. Some scores before we depart from what we have so far. So Lincoln won at Washington County 14-6. Axtell wins 62-14 over Hanover. St. Mary's defeats Jefferson County North 45-0. McClough gets their first win since 2019 and their first home win since 2018, defeating Valley Falls 34-28. Congratulations to the Bulldogs. Troy wins at home against Jackson Heights 32-0. Raleigh County gets a big win on the road. They win a much-needed win as they go 44-3 against Horton. Topeka Hayden stays unbeaten there, now 6-0 after defeating Roe Valley 38-0. Holton goes to 5-1 after defeating Rossville. Rossville now 2-4 on the season. They lose that game 48-17. Centralia goes to 6-0. They won that game at around 8 o'clock. They defeat Garden Plain on the road 28-13. Sabetha wins at Riverside 56-0. As for Marysville, they went at home against Valley Heights 51-16. And, of course, here, Lynn defeating Donovan West 52-24. So we have – that's just a few of the scores. We have a lot more coming up next on our Community National Bank High School Football Scoreboard Show, so be sure to stay tuned for that for all the area recaps as well as scores and highlights. And then, as mentioned, tomorrow, K-State at Iowa State, pregame at 4:30 when we go on the air here on KMZA. And kickoff at 6:30. Thank you so much for tuning in this week. And 6 weeks down, two to go in the regular season in the 2022 regular season before playoffs come up here in just a few weeks. We'll be here before you know it. So thanks to Kurt back in the studio for holding down the fort. I'm Jared Slubby, and have a great rest of your weekend.